that lass on Radio 4 who's sort of Charlotte Green, she's got nothing on me.
Do you look into their eyes, Ian, or is that too personal a question? You don't want to go into it.
What would you be shouting at the television screen, Ian Lennox?
I can't proofread that. Huh?
But there is a slight suggestion that next season might be better. So
Let's hope so.
No one seems to get a panic of pulling shirts nowadays, or hardly ever.
Or Seven Simple Seasons.
Yes, like it.
Fly Me to the Moon, the audio podcast companion with Rob Nichols.
Of course this season will be better, as we actually said and promised faithfully a couple of weeks ago when we said it's the last Fly Me to the Moon of the season, unless of course there's a playoff special.
Well, actually, possibly two playoff specials, but definitely one at present, which is the one we're having today. The next one will, of course, be ahead of the Wembley trip.
Don't jinx it. Right? Don't jinx it, Alex.
Well, there's only one game in the country as far as tomorrow is actually concerned, and I'm sure Jenny Finch, our ace writer and rugby correspondent, will agree that the entire nation will be focused on, and that is Lincoln City Exeter. I'm sorry. I couldn't resist it. But actually, I'd like to wish Lincoln City well in there as they attempt to go to Wembley for the second time in 133 years.
Yeah.
So there we go. Well, who knows, the Cowley brothers actually there. But this is a Totally Borough-based podcast, obviously. That's why we're called Fly Me to the Moon.
Yeah.
Other teams might be mentioned en passant, but only usually for comedy value.
We are focused, Alex.
Yeah.
Focused on the big game.
The
head-to-head.
The words of Tony Pulis. Are we talking Albert versus Adama. Exactly. The Traore against Adama. Adama Traore.
There's a lot of different sort of things like that between these two clubs. We've obviously going back to Southgate. And
going back to Tony Mowbray's headed win against Aston Villa.
Yeah,
both clubs went up in the 1980s, right?
Our first ever live league game.
When I started my teaching profession at Ormsby Comprehensive, that was one of the clips that I actually used to introduce Tony Mowbray when I introduced him to the school children of Ormsby Comprehensive.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jenny Finch, welcome to the programme. How are you?
I'm fine. Hello to you both.
How does it feel in Saltburn? What's the atmosphere like? Is it a case of a sort of palpable excitement here as we look to thrash those Birmingham people? Because, of course, Jenny has experience of teaching in Birmingham. There is a tale of a school trip, which sadly we can't repeat here, but involves a curious definition of an appalling act, which is, I think I'll leave it at that point, Jenny. But
I think we'd better, yes. Yeah. In fact, a lot of my college friends have a college board, and looking on it, at the very beginning of the year, the guy who runs it predicted that in the playoffs, Aston Villa,
Birmingham?
Who are they? Yes.
Aston Villa.
Aston Villa, yes. Would be playing Middlesbrough in the playoffs. Mm. Yes, he did.
Interesting.
So, fingers crossed.
Very good. Jenny, were you in Saltburn yesterday? Because Tony Pulis and all his coaching staff cycled to Saltburn yesterday.
In honour of Jenny Finch, cyclist extraordinaire, I hear.
We saw a man in a cap.
Good for them. Yeah. Good for them. The feeling in Saltburn is, yes, there's real excitement. There's real enthusiasm and hope. Above all, the feeling is make sure you keep the clean sheet at home and don't run onto the pitch. Stay off the pitch is what everybody is saying. Don't get us chucked out because of that.
Yeah.
Which, thanks for that, Jenny. We do, I suppose, have to mention, because we are reflecting on task pass, etc. I mean, Rob, presumably you were not one of the pitch invaders against Millwall, and you certainly wouldn't have taunted the Millwall people much as Jenny would have liked you to, because,
it was a ridiculous thing to do. We'd obviously achieved getting into the playoffs, but
is that a Millwall supporter on the line?
I think it was.
Are you still around, Jenny? Have we been pressing buttons accidentally?
No, it was
appalling people going on the pitch, and especially those that were on the pitch to taunt the Millwall fans. It's ridiculous. You're not supporting your club. That pitch is needed tomorrow, and actually we need all proper fans in that stadium tomorrow, filling it. There's still seats to be had. We need to create that When we go back a couple of seasons, when we played Brighton, it wasn't a playoff, but it was a head-to-head for who was going to avoid the playoffs. And that day we scared the wits out of them from, made it a cauldron noise. We need to do that again tomorrow against Aston Villa.
I'm surprised that there are still seats available. I would have thought it would have been a sellout.
Yeah, there's not that many, but get down there. You've still got an opportunity to be part of something, a big event.
And from Borough News, Fabio has had his contract extended.
Yeah, I saw him this morning, actually. He's obviously really enjoyed it in the last few weeks and since coming on at Sheffield United. You could see at the end of the Ipswich game, he went over to the fans and he just looks a whole different, a whole new Fabio in a way. He comes on and brings so much enthusiasm he wanted to join. There was a club he wanted to join. Apparently, I think wanted to go back to Brazil, but now he's really wants to be part of it.
As I've frequently said, ever since the days of Juninho, if it's a choice between Redcar Beach and Saltburn Beach and the Copacabana, then Jenny, there's no choice, is there? Really, I mean, it's always
absolutely no choice. Exactly. It's nice to see they appreciate this.
You can't get lemon tops over there.
Well, you can't.
Fair point.
Or decent fish and chips.
There you go.
No.
Moving on, symmetry. As a writer, Jenny, you appreciate the importance of symmetry, even, of course, William Blake, fearful symmetry. And I was thinking about the symmetrical aspects of these things, insofar as we have, obviously, the lads from the Stadium of Light, now half-closed, of course, because they can't use the whole sort of thing. They're going down.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. One side of the North East goes down, one side of the North East goes up. And, of course, the other symmetrical aspect is, of course, the Pulis symmetry. You know, the Pulis symmetry in which it's almost Pythagorean, that if all being well, Borough go up with Tony, two of his former clubs come down.
Yeah.
Stoke City and West Bromwich Albion.
He spoke about that this morning, actually, at the press conference, that he was disappointed. He thought West Brom's squad was good enough and should have stayed up.
And it was that darned Mark Hughes and his Southampton chaps that actually did for him in the end.
Yeah, but...
Single goal.
The record of a certain Alan Pardew was not great. But Stoke probably will need some sort of rebuild, rebuild. They had a decade up in the top division. A point was put to him also that it would make the championship even tougher. It's even better idea to get out of it now. But it's always tough.
Yeah.
Fantastic, I think, Alex, that the three promoted teams stayed up.
And what's the commonality, Jenny? None of them changed their managers. I just put that out there. Rafa Benitez stayed with Newcastle.
Yeah.
The German chap, Mr. Dave Wagner.
Wagner.
Stayed with Huddersfield. And even Chris Hughton managed to actually stay for a full season.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all looking good for Neil Warnock.
Yeah.
One day, Neil, I'm sure you've had eight promotions. One day you might have a whole season of success
in the Premier League,
etc. It is, of course, the Premier League. That symmetry side of things, Jenny, is that something which, if you were writing a sporting tale, for instance, if Alex Hastings suddenly was captivated by, the round ball game and so on, would you sort of include that sort of symmetry? Or would you say no? They'd never believe that. You know, a manager goes to a club and two of his former clubs go down. It's ridiculous.
It's almost a sort of karma thing, sports karma. And karma, we know, is not a nice lady.
Yeah.
We won't say the word. I can't see Alex being a sporty lady, though. I mean, she's the least good sport in the world.
Fair point. Yeah. See, this is, I'm just trying to juxtapose, you see.
Yeah.
Tony Pulis now getting into cycling, etc. Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance and the whole sort of thing. I'm pulling on various other bits and pieces for that because in a week's time, 7 English days, 168 hours, we will be doing a live Book of the Month from a wonderful store in Saltburn.
Oh, yeah.
Jenna Warren's store. And this is the moment, actually, where Rob will have a bit of a shock, Jenny, because I'm going to actually physically pass over a copy of the book that he can actually take away with. And there we have it. It's the Book of Dust. It's awesome.
Let him stretch a bit before he takes
it
away.
It's massive.
Yes. Yeah, I felt that would come through. It was a little bit of a playoff surprise there, basically. So I will say,
big writing,
yeah, exactly. It's worth. I would say the other than it's worth the effort of working through the whole process. And it actually, yes, very good. So that's
volume one.
We're only doing volume one this time. We're doing volume two next month, Rob.
Right.
So there you have it.
No, he hasn't written volume
I figured it was worth the journey up from Lincoln just to physically hand that over, because I initially used it online as well, but working one's way through that gives you a sense of triumph. And actually, I finished it off just as actually playoff qualification was assured. So there is a good argument for that.
Okay, right.
So you've got like, 12 hours or so to actually just whiz through that.
Yeah.
We're going to take a short break, and then we'll be back to discuss a few other sort of bits and pieces. Jenny, I want to promote the other fantasy sport, the canine sport, the success, the huge success that you've been having. Are you happy to talk about some of the canine competitions that you've been involved with?
Yes, of course.
That's very good. And we'll look ahead, obviously, to some of the challenges that Villa will actually face. We've looked back, we've sorted out a few other bits and pieces. This is the Flying to the Moon podcast special, the playoff podcast special, Volume 1. See, I did that. Because Volume 2 will clearly be literally just ahead of the Maybank Holiday weekend.
Don't jinx it. Don't jinx it.
He's panicking. It's all right. It's all right. Honestly, it all will work out splendidly, I'm sure.
In today's crowded world, it's sometimes hard to get heard. And sometimes you need a little extra push to be heard. That's where Manila PR can help. We specialise in online radio and press for independent bands, with prices to match, and have been doing so for the last decade. So if you have a noise to make, make it with Manila. Visit manilapr.com now.
100,000 strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 225 grams of magnesium, 3
resorbs of zinc. Hang on, slow down.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, that's the recipe.
Oh, if you would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondents from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
Hi, this is Bernie Slaven and you're listening to Rob Nichols on Flying to the Moon.
Thank you, Bernie.
He'll be probably rooting for Borough, I would have thought, tomorrow.
Oh, we hope so.
Exactly.
He will indeed. He'll be working in the hospitality rooms tomorrow and hopefully inspiring us with tales of getting through playoffs under Bruce Rioch.
Steve Bruce, clearly a capable manager. And,
yes.
He's okay for that part of it.
It's another interesting tie-up, isn't it? Steve Bruce versus Tony Pulis. You know, two guys that have been, as Tony put it this morning, round the block a few times.
As Indiana Jones once said, it's the mileage, not the experience.
We were both, if you remember, recall before the season, Villa were the favourites to go up, and then Middlesbrough usurped them when we started buying players. So two teams that were really fancied for automatic promotion before the season.
Well, certainly Espirito Santo's Wolverhampton Wanderers, yeah, and Neil Warnock's Cardiff, yeah, probably wouldn't have necessarily been in the mix. Certainly Cardiff, definitely not. But
we obviously, our first game of the season was away at Wolves. We were beaten by Wolves' side that were played really good football that day. So we saw the first sort of glimpses of what was to come. But yeah, it's going to be.
I sense an anxiety, Rob. I sense a similar anxiety to the one I'm feeling about. Can Pep Guardiola's awesome people get another three goals to get that 100 goal mark against Southampton? We've crossed the 100.
You've crossed it.
The 3 points. 3 points. So we just need 100 points.
You've broken every other record.
It's very, very sad to see some of the social media comments, presumably from Manchester United fans, which have been quite bitter and vitriolic, Jenny. Basically saying when they see Manchester City, they just think of a big vat of oil, you know.
Right.
It's just,
as opposed to a 0-0 draw when they think of Man United.
Well, exactly. There you go. So, Jenny, let's talk briefly about the other game, which, of course, kicks off this evening if you're listening to this live on Friday, or the result will be known, that of course, being between Derby and Fulham, which for a long time against Ipswich, it looked as though Borough were going to be actually playing tonight, as opposed to tomorrow night.
Yep.
Any thoughts, any favourites on that one? I mean, does your London bias come out and you're saying it's got to be Fulham, obviously, you know?
I think it's more likely to be Fulham. They've got a better record, they're very solid at the back, and when they break, they're incredibly fast.
They are fast, yeah. Mm.
Although, will they be so devastated and gutted?
Well,
it's the old classic line, if you finish third, we're in that scenario.
It's a funny thing, isn't it? Going into those last games, and it looked like that there was just no way that Fulham could overtake Cardiff. So it looks as if they took the foot off. But in the end, Cardiff drew. Mm. So I wonder, at the end of the match, when they realised that they could well have been
missed
gutted.
Opportunity.
Yeah. And certainly it was between those two teams in the end, wasn't it, the last few weeks. Derby finished the season incredibly strongly. You'd have written, I certainly wrote them off when we beat them at Pride Park. And the bounce back with that win against Cardiff, when they were 1-0 down until the final quarter of the game. And then piled in the goals on the last fixture.
Well,
so, you never know.
And indeed, with my obsessions, I might say, in this particular episode of Symmetry, it's interesting and pleasing to see that Gary Monk, who I felt was a little bit unfairly treated at Edinburgh, had success with Birmingham City insofar as he kept them high in the league. And even
Absolutely,
Ito Karanka is clearly sort of doing okay with Forest.
It's funny, actually, I was thinking that this morning that we played Aston Villa twice in the league, and then the next Tuesday in the League Cup, and the clash in the league, it could have been what really did for Gary Monk, in that Adama Traore was flying the game before when we hammered Bolton Wanderers at Bolton, and then Adama Traore, if you recall, was sent off within 5 minutes of the start at Aston Villa. I think that the crowd got to him, got to the officials and everything. I just thought that was a really critical juncture in his management of Borough, because if Traore could have continued in the vein that he is now, who knows?
Yes, and meanwhile, from the department, Jenny, of extraordinarily so bizarre, but it could just happen, what about your favourite manager, Steve McLaren, taking over at Sunderland?
Unbelievable. He just can't stay away from the northeast.
I just think there's a possibility. You know, that wouldn't surprise me, although maybe even he might sort of find that just a touch of it. Although, you know, again, apparently all's well with new ownership, and who knows what could happen in this particular sort of time.
That's a mess.
Some might say, from Middlesbrough's perspective, who cares? You know, it's just, we've got to move on that basis.
We need to be two divisions above, don't we? That's what we... By next season, so we absolutely.
Exactly.
We've got to grasp this playoff opportunity.
We spoke briefly, Jenny, about canine successes and so on, and we haven't actually heard from number one Tibetan Spaniel, but we're not sure whether he might be sort of barking in the background there, but still proving to be a successful season for the Tibetan Spaniels, it would seem.
Yes, the young one, Charlie, is having a rest. We're looking at different shows, but he doesn't do well at outdoor shows, which are coming on now. doesn't like grass under his feet or horses. So we've actually taken his mother out to a couple of shows. His mother used to show, hasn't shown in 4 years.
Rob, I was privileged, I say again, privileged to actually be present to see aforementioned mother of
Charlie,
thank you, actually succeed at the sporting venue, literally next door to these very James Cook University Hospital, Southside Broadcasting Studio premises, effectively.
The
crowd went wild at the Sports Village, yes. That and, of course, the people who were doing Taekwondo at the same time. It was just an extraordinary Sunday morning. Still, I treasure that moment, Jenny. It's very good.
That's good.
Let's go for predictions. I know you hate them, and it's always a difficult thing from that perspective, but it is two legs.
Yeah, exactly, so, you know, yeah.
We could work through that. I mean, whatever the result that happens, there's still the trek to Birmingham to actually take on board and so
next
on.
Next Tuesday.
Exactly. Comes up thick and fast. Then, of course, there's a bit of a break, really, until the trip to Wembley. So
Stop mentioning. We focus on this tie. We focus on the next game, and what we want to do is to take a lead into what's going to be like another cauldron at Villa Park will be full, I would think. It's a long time since I've been in Villa Park where it's been full. So we need a lead, and I would like to think we could take a 2-goal lead, please.
Okay. Jenny, what would you say is going to be the result? Looking into the Jenny Finch crystal ball of wonderment.
I'd like 2-0. I think it's more likely to be 1-0, but that's enough because a draw... any draw will take us through.
There you are. That's a success from that particular point.
Yeah.
If people do want to actually come along next week to see in person writer extraordinaire Jenny Finch, editor extraordinaire Rob Nichols, and borough fan extraordinaire historian Rob Nichols, and possibly, just possibly, a special guest from times past who might be driving all the way down to Saltburn, I can say no more. But there is a possibility of a special guest appearing together with Jenna Warren at the bookstore. Are they welcome, Jenny?
Oh, everyone is welcome. That would be wonderful.
Exactly. So we'll work our way through that. Whatever the situation, there will be another Fly Me to the Moon podcast. I won't say this season, because whatever happens, if Borough crazily don't succeed, the next Fly Me to the Moon podcast will actually be our World Cup predictor special.
Okay.
So, you know, we've got two of those lined up. So in case you're thinking, I can't face the summer with an absence of Rob, Jenny and the Fly Me to the Moon team, there will be, I guarantee, at least two World Cup predictor challenges. So that's something to look forward to. Plus, of course, a review of all that. By the way, Ipswich, we haven't spoken too much about the session there.
No, it was an incredible game, especially the second half. It was... You know, the fans were certainly aware of what was happening at Derby, and that they were just rattling the goals in. And yeah, we were 1-0 down. It was a breakaway goal, and then we were just all over them and came back to 1-1. And then thought we'll go on and win this.
Exactly.
And only to give away a penalty, 2-1, and then hit the bar, have a goal disallowed, loads of scrambles on the line.
Would Andy Comfort have been proud of his team?
Yes, he will, actually. Yeah, it was a good event. It was a good last game of the season. And as Andy told us in the last podcast, that they were sort of commemorating and celebrating their FA Cup win in 1978. So there was
did
quite
you dress
a
up
spirit.
As a 1978 character, Rob?
No, I didn't. That was a serious business for us. I did put money in the they're collecting for the Sir Bobby Robson Foundation, which, as you know, does a lot for cancer, especially in this area, fighting cancer. So that was brilliant, because obviously Sir Bobby Robson was the manager of the FA Cup winning team.
Rob, how can people subscribe for next season's Fly Me to the Moon?
Well, they'll have to hold the horses.
Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody already has, I believe. But
yes, they have. They didn't hold their horses.
Well, there we are. Yeah. Just send money to Rob Nichols, care of. and Jenny, how can people get hold of some of your awesome texts, including the Alex Hastings trilogy, soon to be quadrilogy, and so on? Where's the best way for that?
Well, they can get them from any bookshop by ordering. A lot of independent bookshops, including the wonderful Book Corner in Saltburn, have got them in stock.
Is that the same Book Corner that will be hosting a Book of the Month live on the 18th of May?
I believe it is. Yes.
Wow.
And if you come along and buy a copy then, I'll sign it for you.
Oh, that's good. That's the clincher.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And you can also pick up e-books from iTunes, Amazon, other e-book readers are available.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, Rob's off to work on his weightlifting for the full and expurgated version of Philip Pullman's The Book of Dust, Volume 1.
What time are we in that bookshop then for any listeners?
Nicely said, Rob. Yeah. I'm anticipating, unless of course I'm stuck outside Doncaster for 5.5 hours,
yeah.
I'm anticipating we should be assembling for 10 o'clock, Jenny? Would that be good
about
for you?
10 o'clock's good. Yeah, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock's so fine.
10 o'clock okay. Should be there. That's the line for that. Which leaves us with one last phrase to actually say to wrap up this live podcast playoff special. I think we know what the words are going to be. So after three, 1, 2, 3.
Come on, Borough.
Come on, Borough. Up the Borough. Up the Borough.
Hey, celebrate and rejoice. It's Rob Nichols and friends on Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast. Not to be confused with Fly Me to the Moon, the song, or the fragrance for men.